I've never known of anything else, unless you have a stone jaw that you keep the milk in.
You ever heard anybody call that a pail?
A pail is really the same as a bucket.
Was there ever any kind of container that you might keep around the kitchen or close to the kitchen where you could throw scraps in for the hogs?
We called the slop.
Slop.
Slop bucket.
Slop bucket.
Do you want something?
Yeah.
Ann is my helper, you see.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, the thing that you would use to fry eggs in or fry a piece of ham, you just call that a...
Frying pan? Or skillet, huh?
A baker.
And what is that?
Something like a skillet.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever see one?
Uh-uh.
It's something like a skillet.
Is that, I've heard people say that there was something that had legs on it that you could cook in the fireplace with?
That's a skillet.
That's a skillet, so Andy says.
It got legs on it, a top to go with.
And what about the things that people would use at when they were eating a meal, you know, to eat with? They would just use...
Knives and forks.
That kind of thing?
Knives and fork and a spoon for soup. And a spoon for coffee, tea, or tea, coffee and tea.
Those were just different sizes?
Oh yes, the teaspoon is this big, about this big. The tablespoon is about this big. A tablespoon is a little bit larger than that. And you'd have a knife, and you might have two forks. One is a salad fork, which is smaller than the fork. You might have what some would have, a dinner fork. It's even larger than the average fork. But that's in these drawing rooms where they have great big entertainments and things.
What would that dinner fork be used to eat?
Meat and stuff like that.
Is it hard to find people?
Unless you pay them $2.60 an hour and $2.30 an hour.
Goodness.
And having nobody of my own, don't you see, makes it hard.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think you can see that turn right on. Right here.
This one right here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Can you see that?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to ask you, if you don't mind, you know, when you were telling me about places to visit yesterday, I didn't jot them down, and there were some you mentioned I tried to remember yesterday, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Could you go over some of those again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want them now?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how do you want to start here at Lafayette and Government?
That'll be fine.
Going in. All right. Wait a minute. To your left is Barton Academy, down about six or eight blocks. That's used to be a high school, I told you.
Yes, ma'am.
But now it's a grammar school. All right, that's to the left now. All right, go down about three blocks, and to the left is the Bishop's residence. Now that's just on account of it being a old house.
Yes, ma'am.
With iron lacework, they call it. All right. To the right there, is Spanish Plaza. I don't think I've taken anything else, but you can look at the auditorium if you don't want to go into it.